All right, today we come to Acts chapter 25, verse 11. Father, sanctify us by your truth. Your word is truth. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, well, last time we saw that Festus took over as a governor of this particular province, headquartered in Caesarea, which is where Paul was being held a prisoner. For no good reason at all. He did not break any law of Rome. He did not break any Jewish law. The Jews just hated him because he preached Jesus. And in particular, that the Gentiles were to be saved through Christ as well. They really hated him for that. And Festus had a hearing in front of some of the Jews that were accusing Paul with no witnesses and also no hard evidence to prove that he was guilty of anything. And so Festus knew that Paul was innocent, but he didn't want to declare him innocent or not guilty because he didn't want to offend the Jews. And so he suggested that Paul be transferred to Jerusalem, which would have been a real disaster because there were some Jews who were lying in wait in ambush ready to kill Paul if he made that trip. And Paul had known about that plot. Anyway, we begin reading in verse 10. Then said Paul, I stand at Caesar's judgment seat where I ought to be judged. To the Jews have I done no wrong, as you very well know. And he's talking to Festus. You know that I'm innocent. You know it. 11. For if I be an offender or have committed anything worthy of death, I refuse not to die. But if there be none of these things whereof these accuse me, no man may deliver me to them. I appeal to Caesar. Paul says, look, if I'm guilty, I'll accept punishment. And that's the kind of guy that Paul was, too. He would have. But Paul wanted a verdict here, one way or another. He wanted justice. This has been going on for a couple of years now. And there's no way in the world that he's going to go back to Jerusalem. He just won't do it. He knows that he would be walking right into the hands of some Jewish vigilantes. And so he appeals to Caesar. Verse 12. Then Festus, when he had conferred with the council, answered, have you appealed to Caesar? To Caesar shall you go. You see, as a citizen of Rome, Paul could appeal to Caesar if he felt that he was being treated unfairly. It was Roman citizenship was worth an awful lot. And of course, unfairly is an understatement in this situation. Their treatment of Paul was nothing less than shameful. And now they're talking about moving him back to Jerusalem for trial. And consequently, he appeals to Caesar. And as a result, Paul is going to Rome. Verse 13, and after certain days, King Agrippa and Bernice came to Caesarea, to greet Festus, welcoming the new governor, I suppose. And when they had been there many days, Festus declared Paul's cause to the king, saying, there is a certain man left in bonds by Felix, about whom, when I was at Jerusalem, the chief priest and the elders of the Jew informed me, desiring to have judgment against him. Verse 16, to whom I answered, it is not the manner of the Romans to deliver any man to die before that he which is accused have the accusers face to face and have permission to answer for himself concerning the crime laid against him. Pretty good judicial system. Rome had a pretty good system of justice. But like ours, sometimes it failed because of the sinners who operated within it. And there was corruption. And Paul's a victim right now of judicial corruption because he should have been released a long time ago. Festus knows it, and so did Felix, his predecessor. 17. Therefore, when they were come here without any delay on the morrow, I sat on the judgment seat and commanded the man to be brought forth. Since Roman governors would avoid any case involving the Jews because it always seemed to be trouble for them, it was a little surprising, I would say, that Festus took it up. But Festus wants this king to know that he didn't avoid the Paul issue. Festus did his job, even though it was an unpleasant thing to do. And it was a rare thing, to be honest with you, among Roman governors. But he did it, and that's commendable. And you know, the best thing to do when facing an unpleasant job is to get at it as soon as possible. The worst thing to do is to put it off. Verse 18. Against whom, when the accuser stood up, they brought no accusation of such things as I supposed. In other words, the governor thought the Jews were going to accuse Paul of breaking Roman law. But instead, it was about one of their religious laws. They should have known better than to bring Paul before the Roman governor for something like that. 19, but had certain questions against him of their own religion and of one Jesus, which was dead, whom Paul affirmed to be alive. Now you can tell that Festus had no interest in spiritual things. He didn't believe that Jesus was alive, and he must think that Paul is a lunatic for saying that he is alive. Verse 20 and verse 21. It says, and because I was perplexed about such manner of questions, I asked him whether he would go to Jerusalem and there be judged of these matters. But when Paul had appealed to be reserved to the hearing of Augustus, I commanded him to be kept till I might send him to Caesar. He says, the only reason Paul is still here is because I'm still making arrangements to send him to Rome. Paul was waiting to be sent to Rome, just as he had waited for 2 years to be released from jail. Now, this thing is really going on. This is really being prolonged a long time. Good thing God is sovereign, honestly. Times of waiting, and likewise times of being ignored, are still under the control of God. And that's important for us to remember, to help keep us keep our sanities, if nothing else. Verse 22. Then Agrippa said to Festus, I would also hear the man myself. Tomorrow, said he, you shall hear him. So Agrippa's interested. He wants to hear what Paul has to say, and he'll get his chance the next day. 23. And on the morrow, when Agrippa was come, and Bernice with great pomp, and was entered into the place of hearing with the chief captains and principal men of the city, at Festus' commandment, Paul was brought forth. So many important people came to see the king and to watch the court proceedings with Paul. And this was a fancy get-together and also a big show of power for King Agrippa. So we'll look at verse 24, and it says, and Festus said, King Agrippa, and all men which are here present with us, you see this man, about whom all the multitude of the Jews have dealt with me, both at Jerusalem and also here, crying that he ought not to live any longer. Festus has only been in charge for a few days, but he already knows that the Jews want Paul dead. The thing is, they haven't convinced him that he deserves to die. He knows that Paul's innocent. He does. As I said at the beginning, he just didn't release Paul because he didn't want to offend the Jews and risk a riot. Because I may have said this last time, the primary purpose for a Roman governor was to keep the peace in their particular section. Verse 25. But when I found that he had committed nothing worthy of death, and that he himself has appealed to Augustus, I have determined to send him. I suppose he didn't have any choice, because a Roman citizen did have the right to appeal to Caesar, and this governor doesn't want to go against Roman law. So Festus is defending his decision to send Paul to Caesar rather than turn him over to the Jews. He says Paul requested it. And as he is a Roman citizen, he has the right. No, the Jews can't ride over that because that's undermining the authority of Caesar and the Roman government as an entity. Verse 26, of whom I have no certain thing to write to my Lord. In other words, I don't know what I'm going to say to Caesar. If I'm sending a prisoner to the Roman emperor, I should have a reason. You know, something written down here, but he didn't know what in the world to write. Of whom I have no certain thing to write to my Lord. Wherefore, I have brought him forth before you, and specially before you, O King Agrippa, that after examination had I might somewhat to write. Festus is defending his decision, as I said, to send Paul to Caesar, and he will ship Paul off to Caesar, but he doesn't know how to explain the case to the emperor. And he's hoping that Agrippa will be able to help him in that area. And he was more familiar with the Jewish situation. Set 27, for it seems to me unreasonable to send a prisoner and not indicate the crimes laid against him. Yeah, I would think that might anger the Roman emperor just a little bit. He's probably a busy man. And if you're starting to send prisoners to him to have his case looked over and judged by Caesar, but you don't have anything written down because nothing can be proven. There are no witnesses. I mean, Caesar's going to say, why didn't you release this guy? That's what he's going to say to Festus. So he's got to have something to write down. And he's saying it. How can I send Paul to Caesar to be tried when I really haven't heard any charges against the man that would be of any interest to Rome? And the ones that I have heard can't be backed with witnesses or evidence. And as I suggested, it's probably not a real good idea to waste the emperor's time. And so the apostles, or not the apostles, but King Agrippa, hopefully we'll be able to help Festus with what to send along with Paul to the Roman Empire to justify doing this.